10.
Call sign, this is N0TR.
TR, KN4VWA.
Oh, there was some guy trying to get a radio check without a call sign. I don't do that.
You just stifled that young man's activities.
Tough darts, farmer. Do you have any luck down there?
A little bit, yeah. I'm gonna have to get me some 38 special dies. You know, 38 357 dies. I had some luck, yeah.
Everything's scarce right now. I just got a... Well, no, it wasn't a set of dies. I got something. I got a powder dropper from Dillon's. They got great dies. Lee Loader stuff I don't like, but their dies are just as good as anybody else's, I might say. But I like the Myman dies awful well. RCBS, I got some of those. And either one of those is a great set of dies. Of course, you want carbide.
Well, I tend to stick with what I have success with. The only thing I've ever used is either Lyman or RCBS. And, I like them. They do a good job, so that's what I stick with. And, no, not all of mine are carbide, but I tend to use some case lube on my stuff, so... You know, they don't necessarily need to be carbide.
Well, I don't like to fool with that on pistol shells. Rifle shells, you don't have much choice. But pistols, I always go with carbide, and you don't have to get that nasty lube on them and that. But, yeah, either one of those is good, and Hornaday's also an excellent die. There was one other one, the old-timey one, that was even better, but it was more expensive. But you can't go wrong with any one of those three, Steve. I might have a set of 38 special dies that are not carbide that I'd give you, but I'd have to look. I have really, it's been so long that I'm not sure of that, but it's possible, and they would be Lyman's.
Well, take a peek, and if you've got a set, I'd buy them from you. Wow, I'm down here at Malden Road. Wow. What's the name of that road that goes out to the old golf course that the Shriners had? Antioch Church Road at Malden Road? Some guy had an accident and drove his car up into the front of the Malden pub.
He have fun while he's waiting on the responders.
There are no vehicles in the road. His vehicle is up in next to the building at the Malden pub. But yet the responders have gotten the complete intersection blocked.
So life goes. You know, you can't cure stupid.
Thanks for a lamp.
Go ahead, Frank.
If you look real closely, there's a perfectly good bag of Chick-fil-A sitting out there in the middle of the road that evidently was a casualty in the accident.
It won't be there long. The Malden cops will grab it. Are you in that area, too?
Yeah, I just drove through there on the onset and got a haircut, so if it's still clogged up, they're right at their normal response time.
Did you see any vehicles in the intersection?
Four-car involvement. There was one stopped in the median on West Butler, one in the parking lot of the Malden Pub, a nice red one with an airbag deployed right in the center of the section block in the right-hand lane, and there was a fourth one floating.
I didn't see any vehicles there that had that kind of damage to them, did you?
They're pretty trashed. I didn't get a close look at the one parked in the pub. I was driving past there trying to get through the thing.
Well, it takes all kinds, you know. Because they had the lanes going, I think they had the lanes going down Antioch Church Road completely blocked, didn't they?
Roger, and also, it took a while before anybody got there. I mean, I drove all the way into Malden and didn't hear a siren, and I finally pulled up in the Great Clips and I saw a truck going by, a fire truck.
Saw the fire truck?
Yeah, when I went in to get my haircut. So I'd say it was a good 3-4 minutes past when it happened. So people were all out of the cars and sitting on the side, and they looked pretty, they didn't see any serious casualties there, but it's hard to tell driving by.
Hey, Tom, you still in there?
Oh, yeah. You guys carry on. That's okay. I was just ordering a grid brace for a ceiling fan from Amazon here. But I got it done.
Yep. Well, hey, who's that on the other end in Malden there?
Me, Steve. KX4YM.
Well, listen, if you've ever been in Greer when they have something like that, you'll really be amazed.
You can pass me soon. I'm sitting in the parking lot of days.
Down here at 85 now on Malden Road.
Good job. All right, be safe. I got to go in and get some propane and do the rest of my hurricane preparations.
Keep your head low. Talk to you later, bud. K4VWA, clear. Hey, Tom?
Yeah, by the way, Scott, KX4YM, bite your tongue. We'll throw that hurricane in the ditch and let it go the other direction. Go ahead, Steve.
I would say downtown Greer, but I was out there in front of where the Harbor Freight is. The old car tried to pull out from the Harbor Freight parking lot, and they clipped the fender. And the car that he clipped the fender on, he backed back into the parking lot, and the other guy pulled into the parking lot, and they were both sitting off of the side of the road. And do you know what Greer had sitting out there?
Yeah, but if he was trying to pull out onto Wade Hampton or even 14 there, that's bad. I always drive on through the parking lot and go over to the one that there's a stoplight comes out by KFC and then go either direction. You can go either direction right there in front of Kohl's, you know, but you got a stoplight.
Well, let me tell you what, for that little fender bender where they both pulled their vehicles off of Wade Hampton, they had two ambulances, one major fire truck, they had one rescue unit, and four police cars, and they had blocked off two lanes of Wade Hampton, even though the two cars were sitting over there in the parking lot. And I watched that one happen, and they've never blocked the main road. And it was so funny. Man, I tell you what, I don't know. Sometimes I think those guys are just trying to put on a show.
I don't fully understand that they're probably under a certain code that they got to respond such and such. But, yeah, that seems silly. But many times they use the big fire units, especially the pumpers and that are full of water, they pull them in front of the accident so that if they get hit, leastwise they save the occupants of the vehicles involved. I think that's their reasoning.
Vehicle in a lane? Oh, I can see that. I think it's pretty good. But not if both vehicles that are involved are sitting in the parking lot where they tried to pull out from.
Yeah, right. shoot. Well, we went out this morning to Tractor Supply and got some chicken feed. And then we went to Aldi's and Taylor's. And then I ran over and got gasoline for $1.69 there in Taylor's. They're always the cheapest, it seems like. This is N0TR.
Oh, by the way, Tom, you know that hickory that you said you had? I do want to come and get that whenever it's convenient and you feel okay with it.
running a fever or something, you're certainly welcome, Steve. It's no problem. I'm not that scared of it, but I am scared of it, being the fact that I'm, got the heart failure and that. I try to watch out for it and keep my distances, but as long as you got no symptoms, my God, as much doctoring background as you got, or whatever you want to call it with the x-ray stuff, you ought to have better sense than to go out if you're sick.
Well, on the way back, we did stop at a Wendy's, and there was absolutely nobody inside the Wendy's. And as far as running a fever, that's not the kind of running that you'd need to watch out for me for today, because I had a big cup of their chili. Anyway, I'll get with you next week sometime, and probably just, can I get my vehicle around to where it is?
Yeah, I think it'll be a pretty simple procedure for you there, Steve. I've been looking forward to you coming down anyways, but don't do it when it's wet or you're going to wind up, I know you're used to mud and all that, but I don't want to tear up the field out there or anything, but it's pretty much clay, so I don't think you would. But it'd be much nicer if it's dry.
Well, and that's one thing. That's one reason I hadn't said anything about it recently. Well, plus my truck is kind of heavy. It's a new Dodge 2500 diesel. So yeah, soft spots. And I don't have a winch on the front of it. So I prefer not to be trying to dig it out. It would not be a fun thing.
Roger. Well, we have two driveways, and you can come down the one on the west side, and you can just drive out into that, I call it the field, and ain't nothing like you got, but you can drive out there and hang a left and back up and then drive right up to it. I haven't pulled the tarp off of it in several years, but I always did spray around the perimeter of it every year with bisinfrin. So I hope it ain't all laid up. If I get a chance, I'll kick that tarp off of it. But, I wrote me a note here to go down and look for those dyes. And I will not sell them, but I'll give them to you if I got them. Because I don't use them. I got a good set of Lyman carbide dyes. But I highly recommend the carbide dyes. And they just aren't that much more money in any one of those brands. And I will say this, like I said, I'm not a big fan of Lee, but my neighbor was a gunsmith, and a very, very fine one. And he had some Lee dyes one time, and I said, "My gracious, Maross, and that you're stepping down a notch, aren't you?" And he says, "Tom, they're within a few tens of thousands of an inch of anything I've ever used, and they're as good as I ever used." So that's the only particular Lee product that I would endorse. But I wouldn't go out and purposely buy them. I'd buy Lyman, RCBS, or the Hornady's. But just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, I'm sure the Hornady is really good quality stuff. I've just never used it, so I don't know anything about it. And like I said, I do know about the RCBS, and I know about the Lyman. They just always worked real good for me, so, I'm a loyalty purchaser, until you sell me something that's not good, hey, as long as you give me something good, I'll stick with you.
Yeah, me too. Now, I went down here to this local place. Now, this is a different subject altogether. It was for a ceiling fan, a light fixture support brace. And I had searched the web for a while, and I wasn't sure if I could do it or not because of headroom in the basement. And I'd never put in a ceiling fan in a suspended ceiling, so I was leery of it. And I bought one down there at Crescent Electric. And they are excellent on everything electrical, make no mistake. But that ceiling fan shit that they sold me was a piece of crap. So I ordered it from Amazon, and Oh, it's a Rico. It's made by Hubble, and I used to buy tons of Hubble equipment for our shop, our electric shop. And it's always been a little bit high, but excellent quality stuff, you know. And that there's nothing wrong with being loyal to a good supplier, Steve.
Yeah. As long as you give me quality stuff, hey, I'm good. I don't even mind paying a little bit more for American-made stuff, as long as it's good quality. And I tell you something, a lot of times I don't have a choice, and because you can't get it American-made anymore, and this China crap is just. It's just that. It is crap.
China products.
If I have any other option, I will do the other option. Believe me. Man, they just put out the absolute cheapest junk.
What people are looking for. And as you say, sometimes we just don't have a choice. None whatsoever.
Well, listen, I'm speaking of Chinese junk, I'm over here in front of Harbor Freight, and I got to run in and get me a rotary tumble polisher.
Rotary what?
A drum that you put on this rotating device, and you put stainless steel pins, little small tiny stainless steel pins in the drum with your brass, and it absolutely polishes it up in half the time and does twice as good a job as corncob media ever thought about.
This reminder that was making noise here. I have a Lyman one, and I use the media. Sometimes I use walnuts and corncobs and different stuff like that. But I never heard of that thing you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a drum instead of a bowl vibrator. It's the same way that they polish rocks. You know how you polish a rock to a nice shine? It's the same concept. It rotates the drum and the media that you use. Do a lot of car parts the same way, rotary polisher. So, listen, I'm going to jump off here, bud. I'll be back out in about 10 or 15 minutes. Maybe I'll catch you then. I'm going to run on in and grab this thing, and then I got to get back over across town to start my part G. Enzo TR, I'm glad you got to talk to me today. Of course, I'm just glad to be talking. K4 VWA, clear.
Okay, Steve. Hey, I just looked up midway.com, where I order a lot of stuff. And, Jiminy, the lead dies are within $2 of the rest of them. They got an RCBS carbide 3-die set with a taper crimp, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, and it's $50.99, which I think is a good deal. And it is carbine, and I love taper crimp. And if you're going to shoot automatic pistols, you have to have a taper crimp.
Well, on my 38, I'm just shooting a little revolver. All right, bud, I'll talk to you later. I'm clear.
And the Hornadays are $2 cheaper, so really, it doesn't make much difference. And they got Redding, and they got all different ones, with around $50. All right, talk to you later. Send 0-2.
Taking a good trip north of Charlotte, KM4OXV. I'm going to be clear.
OXV, thank you for the report. Send 0-2.